The recession is slowing private construction in Fairbanks, and there are mixed readings on what's to come. While government funding will bolster local military and infrastructure projects, privately financed activity appears to be declining. City of Fairbanks building official Steve Shuttleworth says the situation is hard to gauge because the city is coming off a string of several boom years.
It feels slower than in comparison to years past at this same time. That's based on permit activity, day-to-day contact, phone inquiries, applications before the Planning Commission, rezones, that kind of activity.
Shuttleworth says Fairbanks will have about a $70 million construction season. That's well higher than average, but is propped up by construction of a new state fish hatchery and two big housing projects. Shuttleworth says the major component of recent years' commercial development, retail construction, is missing.
Box stores, all those plans have been postponed indefinitely.
Shuttleworth says carryover work from previous years will keep things relatively busy this summer, while some new smaller projects, including a wood pellet plant and charter school, are scheduled for construction. Big commercial projects go through the Borough Planning Commission, and planner Doug Sims says things are off to a slow start.
We really have set records in the last 5 years, so we are in that downturn, if you will, that I think actually is somewhat natural, but is now coinciding with the U.S. and the global downturn as well. So we're going to have an average year. I'm really not too concerned so much about this year because most of the projects we have are already on the drawing board and are shovel-ready. What I'm nervous about is next year.
Sim says one big project that was scheduled to go this summer has been delayed by the recession. The $3 to $4 million senior housing project is one of several nationwide being pursued by a company called Primrose. Local real estate agent Tom Roberts says the Fairbanks project was among several that fell victim to a tightened credit market.
Last year, when the funding dried up, they simply put all of those projects on hold. Although we didn't see it as much in Alaska, there was a lot of funding that was just stopped.
Robert says the commercial real estate market has been slow, but there is some light on the horizon, a hint of resurgence in residential real estate. The Borough Platting Office says several new small to medium subdivisions have been proposed.